Hello, welcome to The Snap UK. It's part two of our off-season roundup.
Yeah.
Review. I don't know.
Catch up,
I guess, is the best way to say it. So I'm here with Jim. Everyone else has
isn't
lives because it's a Friday night. We're doing this so we don't have to do this next week so we can prepare for our mock draft.
Woohoo!
Griff, you're going to give us the our teams at the weekend, aren't
please.
You, Griff? Please. Because I got trades to make. I don't even know what teams I got, but I got trades to make.
I think this could be a draft where there are a lot of trades.
Yeah. I'm hoping secretly I get the Cardinals. Because I'm going to be going up and down. I'm going to have secret trades with myself.
What you do with yourself is your own business.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah. We will see. So, we're going to go over the basically, last week we discussed the trades, retirements, a bit of the draft, and it's time to go into the free agency guys. But first, it's the news, and it's... I don't know why we do the news. It's all so depressing.
I looked at your rundown earlier, and it was just like, dead... Arrested. I was like, yeah, fun news section.
Yeah. Yeah. I suppose all the other news, like contracts and stuff, we're going to cover in the free agency roundup. But yeah, it's all really depressing. And I guess the big news that happened yesterday was death of the Juice, OJ Simpson, former running back, Hollywood star, and...
glove wearing expert.
Yeah. Like, it's a bit, you can tell how controversial a man he is by the sort of silence that's met, like when Jim Brown dies, even though he wasn't a nice guy either, like he had issues as well. Like everyone was, well, you know, death of a great man, he also did Hollywood, but yeah. So,
I guess the difference with OJ Simpson is that he was bad on such a public level.
Yeah,
like he obviously, you know, he's famous for being arrested for the murder of his girlfriend and someone who he thought she was having an affair with. Then he went on a run on a really slow chase in a Ford Bronco, which, you know, it was the first time that news followed something live like that, and it kind of changed how news was reported. Yeah. Like, it was worldwide as well. I remember it happening. I didn't know who OJ Simpson was.
I did, but
I remember it happening.
Back then, the only NFL players I knew were William the Fridge Perry,
yep.
Dan Marino.
Yeah, absolutely.
And everyone else, you know, I think, like, you know, I may have remembered LT from watching Blitz with my dad.
OJ Simpson was just a guy in Naked Gun.
Yeah.
And apparently he was famous before that, and he was a pretty wooden actor.
Yeah, yeah. It's... and so he, for about a year, let's face it, was the most famous man on the earth.
Yeah, absolutely. For all the wrong reasons.
For all the wrong reasons. We won't go into it, because you probably know it anyway. And if you don't, watch Made in America, the ESPN documentary.
30-30.
Yeah.
Yeah, type thing.
It's absolutely, it might be the best sports documentary ever made.
I think I've watched that.
I've got it on thing if you want to watch it.
I will
have it. It is brilliant. It's 5 hours long, five episodes. But it is brilliant.
That's the kind of thing you should have given me when I couldn't move.
I know, I didn't. Yeah. Unfortunately, OJ was still alive then. But yeah, it is brilliant. It goes into, it starts with the situation. He's born into a rough situation. His dad leaves him. It leaves his mum for a man. You know, it starts with this, the situation behind him, then him becoming effectively the most famous American football player in the world when he gets drafted, you know, then he has his struggles in Buffalo. It's amazing. And then it becomes OJ the celebrity. And yeah, but yeah, he has died at the age of 76.
There's also a really good drama series, The People versus OJ Simpson. But I found today, there's a clip of David Schwimmer saying juice for a minute long. It's just different cuts of him saying juice. Juice. You can't do that. No juice. It's just hilarious. I don't know why it's so funny, but it's funny.
It is funny. I have seen that. And that, once again, really good. Really camp.
Yeah.
Really camp. I don't know why it's so...
Yeah. I mean, the other thing that we have to kind of dislike OJ Simpson for is that court case obviously then gave birth to the whole Kardashian empire.
Yes. I mean, so, admittedly...
know, not really his fault.
Not his fault.
I'm still going to detest him for it.
I'm going to detest him for it. And to be fair, we know if you have... I have friends who watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Oh, that's sort of bullshit. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, we know the mum, Chris, they were going to be famous however it was going to happen, you know. But yeah,
should talk about his playing career.
His playing career
was stellar. Like he's, you know, he had a 2,000-yard season in 1973. That's our 14 games.
Yeah,
like that's astounding. I mean, and this
and it's proper. Like this is not,
and this is not like the penalties for you know slightly harsh long. Tackles. Yeah. This is like proper. This is physical. American
it's 11
football.
Other men trying to kill you.
Absolutely. You know that year. You know 1973. 2,003 yards, 12 touchdowns, in a long 80. He's getting 143 yards per game.
It's mad.
Which is just ridiculous. You know, he was a heck of a player. There's a reason he was so famous, because he was brilliant.
It's funny that you know, that it's a shame for the sport that he was so deranged. Because it's like finding out that, like, Beckenbauer nice. Like shot his mum or something, because like Beckenbauer, not a saint by any way, but like one of the best players of all time.
Absolutely.
You know, he's if it wasn't for his
football
personal life, if you were to do a Mount Rushmore of football players,
it's certainly
he'd be there.
Absolutely.
And it's watch the show and then watch the documentary.
Yeah,
because it's the show is actually the show as well. They got every bit of casting right.
Yeah, they got
apart from OJ, who they gave Cuba Gooding Jr.
Who's a good actor,
really good, and he plays it well.
Yeah, but he's not OJ. He's too small.
He's too small. He is. He's half a foot too small.
Absolutely, I completely agree with that.
But yeah. John Travolta as the lawyer.
God, his face is just freaky.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Literally, but yeah, really campy. So carrying on with the shitty news. Rashee Rice, he's still in trouble.
If Paul's here, he'd be loving this.
Oh, we need Paul back, because his crime files.
Yeah.
His pre-season crime files show is going to be epic this year.
I heard he's had to upgrade from a ring binder to a full, like, big document folder.
Yeah, yeah. He's going back to the archives now. Wow. It's like when Indiana Jones ended in, it's just boxes and boxes.
Boxes and boxes of paper of NFL players being arrested and then mugshots.
Exactly.
Excellent.
So, Rashee Rice was driving his Lamborghini at the time, despite the fact that the thing at the start was his car was involved, but
there's a warrant out for his arrest now, isn't there?
Yeah.
I think it's an odd thing to say. I think he's kind of handled the post event quite well.
Yeah.
He's come out and said, I fucked up.
Yeah. He's participating with them compared to people like Cam Sutton, who's taken the Diddy.
Exactly.
Defense.
And he's done everything obviously he's fucked up in the first place. He is going to get punished. Legally or probably by the NFL at some point, because it's bringing the game into disrepute. But he's going the right way about making sure that punishment is as lenient as possible.
Yeah.
Which, there is a level of respect there, I guess. don't do it in the first place. But if you are...
If you are, mea you know, culpa.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Tyrrell Suggs, another name of yesteryear. He was arrested on Tuesday on charges of threatening and intimidating and disorderly conduct with a weapon. Apparently he didn't get the weapon out. The bloke who he was threatening at a Starbucks just said that Tyrrell Suggs was threatening. And you're like,
yeah,
oh, yeah, we've seen Tyrrell Suggs. Like, he threatened anyone because he's a fucking massive man.
He's a big human being.
Yeah.
I would probably feel threatened
by him. I'd feel threatened by him.
I'm sure he's very nice.
I probably wouldn't get the cops out.
No.
But yeah, you know, I like to think, don't have a weapon, but...
It's America.
It's America, yeah. So, you know, yeah. And draft prospect, Tavondre Sweat. He was arrested for driving whilst intoxicated. He's the brother of the Eagles, D-line, yeah. Josh Sweat. And he's like amongst the top defensive tackle prospects for the draft.
Yeah.
I think he was touted top five. He probably still will get there because the talent's there, but it doesn't help doing this 2 weeks before the fucking draft.
He was like something like six times over the limit.
Yeah.
And he is a big, big man. He's like 6'9", 300 plus pounds.
Yeah.
You'd have to drink a heck of a lot. I mean, I'm talking a heck of a lot to be like that far over the limit at that time of the day when he's arrested.
Yes.
Like, it always bewilders me when you kind of get these stories about draft prospects who are, you know, get arrested or something happens that's against the law or they get caught with their pants down in the wrong place. Because you must know, if you're entering the draft from January when the college season ends up until April, you have got to be squeaky clean.
Wrap yourself in cotton wool.
Yeah.
Go live with your gran.
Exactly. Because there are loads of... I sent a few... kind of yeah. prospects who've got red flags against them at the moment, be it injury or whatever. And there are a few there that have got some legal issues, which I didn't know about.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I didn't know about that. I'm sure other teams know about it. Okay, you've done it in college, that's one thing. But to do it in the run-up to a draft, you've got to be especially fucking stupid. You've got to lack a serious amount of intelligence or common sense. And for me, that would be like, nope, he's off the board, done.
Yeah, same. It just proves that you're absolute...
Yeah, if you can't behave yourself at the most important time in your life right now, you're not going to do it when you're playing for us, are you?
Well, exactly. And Josh must be going, oh, what an idiot.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know...
His biggest hope is that Josh Sweat can speak to the Eagles and
exactly,
go,
yeah.
He's not that bad. He really fucked up. I vouch for him.
And of course, the thing is as well, he's now going to be... a probably undervalued defensive tackle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which means he's going to end up at the Eagles.
Yeah.
If you know,
Tyreek Hill style. Like, and exactly. Kareem Hunt as well. They both had issues coming out of college and their stock fell.
Yep. I mean, yeah. We still wait for the who's going to be like I'd love something like a
the Tunsil. Laramie Tunsil. The gas mask bomb. That always pops up when you see these, you know, you're in the run-up to the draft, and it gets late at night, and you're like, right, what am I going to watch while I wait for the draft to start? It's like, top 10 moments of the draft. Laramie Tunsil's fall from grace. Aaron Rodgers in the green room. It's up, I mean, the gas mask is up there.
The gas mask is so good. I love watching Aaron Rodgers, because just lit a fire, didn't it? But it was so funny, knowing now what he's like.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway. We'll go on to the non-legal stuff. So, I thought we could just go around by division, and we'll go through some of the teams, some of their big name players that they've picked up that they've lost. So, we can start over in the AFC, and there's. There's quite a change, especially in the AFC East. We'll start with the Bills, who they've
not got any wide receivers left.
No. So we talked about Diggs last week. Mm-hmm. Turns out since then that the Texans have avoided the last 2 years of his contract, so he's only got 1 year left. And he's now on a year prove it deal, which actually is really smart once again for the Texans. For Diggs, I'm not quite sure, but you know, it just means he's got to prove it, and hope that he was better than last year. But yeah, I've got to mute my thing. So, as well as...
Quickly pressed the mute button myself. Yeah.
So they've lost Leonard Floyd, Tre'Davious White, Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde. So what this means? Well, it means Damar Hamlin might play because he was their third choice at safety. Curtis Samuel is in at wide receiver.
He's now wide receiver one.
Yeah.
I think.
They need some... I mean, they need quite a bit, don't they?
They do on the offense. And to be fair, they've replaced some of the safeties. They brought in Taylor Rapp, who I thought was a really good safety. Mike Edwards as well. That's their new safety combo. They've also strengthened the offensive line. Lael Collins has come in. And yeah, all right, they've brought in Curtis Samuel and Matt Collins. But neither of those are wide receiver ones, or even close to it.
No, no.
They're wide receiver three or four.
Yeah, I always like Samuel, but it's not because he's good. I just like him because...
He's that player that always gets drafted on fancy drafts, and you think, oh, he'll get loads of touches, and he'll be like that gadget player out the backfield. And
then he's free at week four.
Yeah. Because you've put him in for the first 2 weeks and gone, he's done fuck all. You've left him on the bench in the third week, still done fuck all, and then you drop him.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, we're still it's still early, you know, but...
If ever there's a... Here's a team that's going to draft a wide receiver in the draft first round.
Basically, that was the question. You know, major gaps, it's wide receiver. Like, I know they've got gaps elsewhere. They're still really paying for the... what's his face? Von Miller contract.
Yeah, it's looking even worse at the moment, given how injured he was last year.
Yeah, he really needs a big year to prove...
Yeah, I think they need to sack that off as quickly as they can. But I could see the Bills trading up in the draft. It's going to cost them a lot to go and get one of those top three wide receivers.
But you need to, whilst you've got Josh Allen, you can't let him fester with some nobodies.
They have got tight ends. They got Knox and Kincaid, who are two good pass-catching tight ends, but you need someone to stretch the field.
Yeah.
Whether they hold pat where they are and they get a wide receiver like Xavier Worthy out of Texas, who's the speed demon.
Yeah.
But is he a John Ross?
I was about to ask. It just looks like John Ross to me.
Oh, he broke the record.
Yeah. Yeah, great. He will look great not catching the ball.
Yeah.
But... yeah, it's we'll see. Surely they have to be getting two receivers from this draft class, really.
Do you know what I'd do if I was them? I would draft one wide receiver in the first round, and then I'd turn around to the Bengals and go, "Here's a second round pick for T. Higgins."
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not like they've got some changes, but. What about the Dolphins? Because Wilkins is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Howard's gone. Van Ginkel's gone. Like, they've lost half a defence.
I've not seen a mock draft where they don't draft a defensive player in the first round, and normally an edge player.
Yeah.
Because, all right, they've got Bradley Chubb, and they've got, who was the guy that got injured?
Yeah.
Can't remember his name, Jalen Phillips?
Phillips, yeah.
You know, he'll obviously come back. They have strengthened in certain areas. They signed Shaquille Barrett, who was a good edge rusher in Tampa. And they brought in Jordan Poyer at safety. But at what point, one injury, like we've seen last year, to one of those edge players, and one of them's coming back from a serious injury.
Yeah. You know, I think Phillips isn't back for like week two or three.
Yeah, they need...
At the earliest.
I think it's not a great edge class for starters, but you know, they will get one of the good edge rushers just because there's so many offensive tackles, wide receivers, quarterbacks. It will push all those defensive pieces back into the draft where they're picking. So, yeah, I think that I don't worry too much about them. I think we're going to see much of a muchness.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see a very similar team as what we did last year, even though they've had quite a bit of turnover.
Yeah. Well, we'll move on to the Pats, who have bought in Jacoby Brissett, Antonio Gibson, and basically everything else is they've just re-signed. Admittedly, they're better players.
Yeah.
They were a top 10 defense last year. You know, Mac Jones has gone. Trent Brown's gone. Other than that, like J.C. Jackson is gone. Admit after they brought him in, brought him back. It's like, would you be taking a quarterback if you were? I can't remember Jared Mayo.
I personally wouldn't, just because if you put a rookie quarterback into that position, they're going to fail.
Yeah.
So what's the point? They're at picking a number three. If it was me, I'd be, and bearing in mind there are four good quarterbacks going to go in the top, you know, 10 of the draft, I'd be looking to trade out that position,
yeah,
and get more draft picks and build the team. This is a rebuild.
Yep.
Yeah, they're not going to go in the playoffs next year. Like, look at both the Dolphins and the Bills. All right. There's some changes there, but they'll still be good teams. And I think the Jets will probably be a good team. Chances are the Pats will probably finish last in the division.
Yeah. And it's fine. As long as they...
That's okay.
As long as they give Mayo and Wolf time. I'd be trading back.
I don't mind the fact that they've not made many signings in free agency. It's like, well, what's the point in spending all this money on probably B-rate players? Because if you want to sign A-class players, they're going to cost you a small fortune or they're just not going to go because they know they're not going to win there.
Yeah.
So what's the point in bringing a whole load of crap players? Build it through the draft. Get some really young, like, cornerstone pieces in place. Chances are you could have a high draft pick next year. Get a quarterback then if you can.
If you're going to trade away this one, maybe get some, you can get future picks.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it doesn't have to be this year. Otherwise, you end up like the Bears.
Yeah.
Who had so much cap space 2 years ago and spent it on absolute bullshit.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think they've actually been, I don't know if purposefully sensible or they've just been outbid. I know they were after Ridley, who went for a lot of money elsewhere, but it would have been wasted money.
Yeah.
Jets. So they brought in Hassan Reddick.
Mm.
Javon Kinlaw. They've boosted the O-line with Tuan Smith for 8 games.
Mike Williams. Isaiah Oliver, the cornerback, is a decent cornerback.
Yeah.
I really like what the Jets are doing.
They really do. It's really been good. It's, admittedly, it looks like, you know, you get rid of Mekhi Becton because he's just too injured.
Too injured, yeah.
And you bring in Tuan Smith. That is better. Like, he's a future Hall of Famer, potentially. Yeah. And if he stays fit, then you have the possibility of keeping Aaron Rodgers
upright.
You've got Tyrod as backup. He's better than
what they've had for a while.
They've still got
Zach Wilson.
Yeah. Well, can't give him away. You know, you've basically told everyone everywhere, like, you can have him for nothing. And they're like, yeah, no, it's fine. I think you can take that one, mate. So yeah, Mike Williams. I think that's a good signing. I love Mike Williams.
Yeah, I do as well. I think he's one of the most underrated wide receivers in the league.
Yeah, if they can keep getting fit, that'd be really good. Proper. Joe Douglas, Joe and the what's his face Salah, really, it's make or break for them both now.
Yeah, this is. I mean, they were unlucky last year. Let's face it. Aaron Rodgers going out after four snaps. That is unlucky.
It is unlucky.
But now they've...
Funny, though.
Yes. But Mike Williams with Garrett Wilson, and you know, Breece Hall, good running back. You know, they've still got Tyler Conklin, who's a decent tight end. I've seen loads of mock drafts. They bring in Brock Bowers, the Georgia tight end, which should be another weapon for him. Personally, with me, I'd still be going after an offensive tackle.
I'd be going after tackle.
Just
I know Bowers is exciting.
Yeah, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
But the defense looks stacked.
Defense looks great. If they can... If they're as good as they were last year and have a quarterback who can...
Stand up.
Throw to receivers, then that's a team looking for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll move on to the North... in AFC, Ravens.
Yes.
They bought in Derrick Henry. Is that just the best move in the offseason or what?
Yeah.
It's just so Baltimore.
There are no better moves than that. Now, they still need players. They still need wide receivers, I think, because you know, Beckham's gone. DuVernay's gone as good as he was.
They don't have a one, do they?
No.
They've got a few... Freeze.
I think you're looking at it saying Mark Andrews is your number one receiver. So they need someone to stretch the field. And again, it's the right year for it because there's loads of wide receivers they could be picking up in the draft.
And quite deep, isn't it?
Yeah, and even picking where they're picking, there'll still be a decent wide receiver there.
Yeah, offensive line as well would help, especially if you're picking in Derrick Henry. Bengals. It's the first... year that we've been podcasting that they don't have Joe Mixon. And I'm sad because the whole point of the Bengals is you got to keep Burrow upright.
Yep.
They've brought in Trent Brown. They've got Von Bell in the defense to help them. Zach Moss, actually, I quite like as a running back. You know, you need probably another one to compliment him. But I think they've kept T. Higgins on the franchise tag. They need to replace Tyler Boyd.
Yeah.
You know, but they can do that deep in the draft. Yeah, we'll see. Cleveland. Jerry Jeudy they brought in.
I think that's sneaky good.
Yeah.
Amari Cooper and Jerry Jeudy as your two wide receivers is decent.
Yep.
They restructured Nick Chubb's deal this week as well to keep him on the books. He can come back strong.
They are a different team if he's fit, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this whole season comes down to Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Is he the Deshaun Watson of Texans fame or is he the Deshaun Watson of massage parlor fame?
I think it all hinges on him.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. This is his make or this is what the third year of his contract now. I think Kevin Stefanski is probably a better coach than a lot of people give him credit for. I think he gets tarred a little bit with he's the Browns coach, so he must be shit.
Yes.
But actually, what he did last year was actually phenomenal.
I mean. Yeah. What happens generally, the Stefanski timeline is a bad year, a good year, a bad year, a good year. Would you a bad year?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I would have said last year should have been a bad year for them in terms of what they had to endure. But they got into the playoffs.
That's it. And they've kept the defensive line, which was fearsome. Brought in Devin Bush.
I like that.
Yeah, like a lot of potential in Devin Bush. It just hasn't worked out, but you know, maybe a change of scene will be good for him. And it's Naeem Hines. You know, help. You know what? You know Nick Chubb. If he takes some time coming back from his injury, you know, he's a dutiful. Backup.
Yeah.
Steelers. So Pickett's gone. Rudolph's gone, Trubisky's gone.
Yeah.
The worst quarterback room in the league has gone to be replaced by Justin Fields, Russell Wilson.
I think overall that's an upgrade.
It's an upgrade. It is.
Yeah.
I love Tomlin. I have no bad words said against him, but that quarterback room fucking sucked last year.
Yeah, it's not been good since Roethlisberger retired. Actually, it's not been good since Roethlisberger got old.
Yeah.
So this is a massive upgrade. Look, Gary will argue Russell Wilson's passed it, and
he won't be.
It's Russell actually Wilson. Hard to argue against that at the moment, given like the last couple of years in Denver. Fair enough. I don't think we got close to seeing what Justin Fields could be.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at
unless it's injured, then yeah. we did. But yeah,
but that's because that Bears team just didn't do anything for him. Like maybe they realized the errors of their ways, and Caleb Williams is coming in, and he's already got wide receivers to throw to. He's got a decent offensive line. He's got a decent running back. The Steelers have got an all right offensive line.
Yeah.
The running backs are okay. Probably suffer because they know it is always going to be a run game. Because the quarterback is.
They need some wide receivers. Deontay Jackson's gone. It's just Pickens now, isn't it?
Well, they brought in Cordarrelle Patterson.
Love it.
And they brought in Van Jefferson.
I couldn't believe that Cordarrelle Patterson was still available. As soon as you saw the kickoff rule change,
you're
like, well, we need some team's going to pick up Cordarrelle Patterson.
And
of course it was the Steelers.
I think Patterson also improved the running game there as well.
Definitely.
They got Pickens, so they've got a number one wide receiver. I think Van Jefferson is probably not regarded as highly because there was Cooper Kupp, there was Odell Beckham, then there was Puka Nacua.
Yeah.
And he was always third on the list. I think he's good.
I think he's been robust, but
yeah,
you get the boom. You know, it's fine as long as you've got the consistency elsewhere in the team.
Yeah, and then let's talk about I reckon the best pickup is getting Patrick Queen.
Yeah, I mean,
okay,
he wasn't. It took Roquan Smith to make being there to really bring out the best in him, but. That Steelers defense
is better.
Is better, and they, if they can bring it out of him, they've got TJ Watt back.
I think the biggest difference is there won't be as much reliance on him to get to the quarterback because they've got genuine pass rushers on the edge.
Yeah.
I don't think the Ravens have really got that. Jadeveon Clowney, who's actually serviceable, but very rarely gets sacks. He gets pressures. Patrick Queen just sit there and be a proper linebacker again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I'm all for it. I'm trying to keep my expectations down because it gets to this part of the season, I'm like, well, Steelers, they'll do well. They'll be all right. And
they always do.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll see. And I'm sure, knowing the Steelers, they'll draft really well as well.
Yeah. I don't think they're not going to win the Super Bowl, but
nah.
They'll be in contention come December.
Exactly. So, was that everyone? Yes, we've done the North. Now South. Team of the offseason.
Yeah.
Houston Texans.
Yeah.
So they bought in Diggs. They bought in Joe Mixon, Danielle Hunter. Like, it's really, really good. they moved out Grenard, who was like a sort of stats darling.
Yeah.
But they've replaced him with Danielle Hunter. They've got Stephon Diggs. Like they got the quarterback of the future for them. They get Nico Collins back. They get Tank Dell back. Like,
still got Dalton Schultz as well.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm trying to once again keep my expectations down on this one because are they just remember when. The Browns went all out a couple of years ago. It got them so far, but it didn't work.
Yeah. The year they got Beckham and Judy Landry.
Jarvis Landry.
Yeah.
And, you know, is something maybe going to go wrong, whatever, but if they've given their...
I know where you're coming from.
They've given their
I think the
quarterback.
Yeah.
It's better than what the Browns had.
Yeah. I mean, the difference here is that the core of the team is still the players they've had last season. Yes, Diggs is going to be important, probably. But he's got, when, like you say, Tank Dell and Nico Collins had really good seasons.
Yeah.
And that's going to open the game up for all three of them. I think they've now... Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter on the edge.
Scary.
That's really good. They've got two new cornerbacks in Jeff Okuda and CJ Henderson. They're two first round cornerbacks.
Yeah.
Okay, they've not done well where they've been, but they're out in a very different defense with a defensive minded head coach.
Exactly. Yeah, D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah.
Like the fact that he's brought them in makes you think he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
So yeah, nah.
I like what they've done.
I like what they've done.
Also, let's not forget they traded their first round pick to the Vikings, and now they've got more picks in a draft class, which is really deep.
Yeah.
They don't need star players.
No, they just need
depth.
Yeah. It's amazing how they sort of gone from being the basket case of the league to actually being one of the more sensible run teams
finally
in a year.
Like, it's a complete turnaround.
Yeah.
Complete turnaround.
And as brilliant as it is to see, it's also just luck that the Panthers took Bryce Young. Like, CJ Stroud could be now being absolutely pilloried because he sucked for his first year at the Panthers.
Did you ever use this, when Dave Damashek was at NFL Network, he made these cartoons. We used to narrate these cartoons, which were the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
And it always used to be like, if this had happened instead of that, and, who was the quarterback that went after Peyton Manning? The bust.
Yes. Yeah.
If he had gone to the Colts rather than the Chargers, what would have happened? There's all these little knock-on effects. They're really good if you look them up. But I do wonder what would have happened had the Panthers selected Stroud instead of Bryce Young.
Yeah.
Like, would either team be as bad / good as they currently are?
Yeah, the nice thing is we can just speculate because we'll never know. Colts. So...
Not done a lot, no.
They've brought in Flacco to back up Richardson. Don't hate that because Richardson showed some promise last year, but he also showed a
desire to get injured.
Quite frankly, a desire to get injured. He seemed to go in with aplomb to get himself injured.
I mean, I don't love it. I like it because Joe Flacco, I think, has obviously still got something in the tank.
Yeah.
I don't like it because they're two completely different quarterbacks. Yeah.
I don't mind that.
Like, I just think if you're good at... Because, you're right. They brought in a quarterback to back up Richardson because, quite frankly, there's a high chance if he plays like he did at the start of last season, he will get injured, given his injury history as well. So why not bring in someone who's got similar game types to him?
Yeah.
So the playbook doesn't have to completely change as and when you bring in that backup quarterback.
I guess... Probably because those type of quarterbacks are really expensive.
Yeah, that might be it.
You could imagine what you're paying Flacco, you could have paid to Rod, who's a slightly more mobile quarterback.
Yes, absolutely. That would have been a perfect.
Yeah.
Or Jacoby Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett. Yeah. Not really done much else. They've lost Zach Morris.
Yeah.
They brought in Trey Sermon. Bit
Zach
of a downgrade.
Is fine. Right.
Yeah. Jags. So they've brought in Arik Armstead, which good.
Yes,
great.
Good leader.
Yeah, Mitch Morse for the
love that
O-line. Like it. Gabe Davis. I don't mind.
Don't mind it.
Yeah, yeah. Because they've lost Calvin Ridley.
Hot and cold.
Hot and cold. Yeah. Darnell Savage, Mike.
Yeah. Ezra Cleveland, the guard, I like as well.
Yeah.
They're trying to protect Trevor Lawrence, sensible. What I don't like about the team is there's no genuine wide receiver one. I mean, they still got Evan Ingram, haven't they, at tight end.
Evan Ingram at tight end, and but it's like Zay Jones and Christian Kirk. And I don't want to get... I'm glad that Griff and Gary aren't here because we'll get into the argument. Yeah. But it's a load of wide receiver twos.
Yes.
You know, it's... If it's the year that Lawrence casts off any doubts... Is it year four?
Yeah, it is.
Year four. Like, this is the year he has to prove it now.
Yeah, absolutely.
The contract year. He'll get a contract because you don't let a guy like him walk.
Yeah, and it'll be a...
It won't be... It's not going to be a Burrow contract, is it?
I don't know.
If it is, it's not... He's not worth it.
I reckon it'll be a lead quarterback paying.
It probably will be because that's what happens.
Just because that's what happens. And he is good. He probably is good enough in the... In the suite of quarterbacks who are going to be coming up to contract years. I think he's probably going to be the best.
Yeah.
But they lack a wide receiver one.
Yeah.
And they really lack
depth. And it gets harder to get that wide receiver one when he's signed a contract.
Yeah. They also really lack depth at cornerback as well.
Yeah.
Like their backfield isn't great.
Nah.
This is another team who really should be looking at T. Higgins and going...
Yeah, what's it going to cost us?
What's it going to cost us? Because you could upfront pay him whilst Trevor Lawrence is... Yeah. You take out the fifth-year option... Yeah. Still is cheaper than kind of a standard quarterback contract, and then you front load T. Higgins' contract.
Yeah, nope. I think that'd be really smart. So it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's. I'm already starting to worry about the Jags.
Yeah, I'm as well.
We've got the draft. Let's see what happens. I think. The Titans have had a really good off-season.
Yeah, I was thinking that earlier.
Like, L'Jarius Sneed is great.
Yeah.
Great signing.
Yeah.
I like Tony Pollard. I think if you've lost Henry, you're going to be going to winning back by committee.
Yeah, exactly.
Spears, Pollard, yeah. I think that's decent. Ridley is expensive, but you've got a second-year quarterback. Quarterback,
yeah,
you can take those risks.
You've now got Hopkins and Ridley.
Yeah,
all right. 3 or 4 years ago, that'd been a stellar wide receiver combo.
Be amazing, yeah.
It's probably a bit older now, so probably not quite as good, but it's still decent.
Yeah,
I think the most important signer here is the center, Lloyd Cushenberry.
Yeah, really is,
because you've got to protect Will Levis.
Yeah, yeah. If they could be getting Joe Alt.
Yeah.
In the
most mock drafts have that almost penned in.
Yeah. Like, maybe they're falling in love with someone else.
Potentially.
But if it isn't Joe Alt, I will eat my hat.
It will be a tackle.
Yeah. Oh, it needs to be.
100% will be a tackle. I'd almost... No, I love my dog too much.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah. Yeah. But if it isn't, I will punch Gary in the face.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
I won't because he will kill me. Quite frankly, I won't pretend.
But I think, actually, you know, before free agency, we probably all would have said Texans top,
yeah,
probably the Colts, probably the Jags, and the Titans.
Yeah, now I think it's...
I think the Titans are...
Titans are...
Depending on what happens in the draft, even then, I think the Titans are actually now pushing... A lot would depend on Will Levis.
Yeah.
But I think they've actually done quite well.
I think they've done very well. I think they might be second.
West.
Broncos. Where do we start with the fucking Broncos?
Well, let's start in the most important position, which they haven't got.
There. So Wilson's gone. It's
Jarrett Stidham.
Jarrett Stidham. I'm trying to remember who it was. God. Yeah. So. Well, luckily, they've got a really high draft. No, they haven't got a really high draft pick. So,
also, they haven't got that much
capital
in terms of decent picks to be able to get up into the draft.
Like, they can mortgage the future for someone if they really love someone. But also, if they do, the Vikings have so much capital this year that they can just jump them.
Yeah.
And
the Vikings can throw two first round picks for this year's draft on the table.
Yeah.
The Broncos, obviously, they can throw this year's, and it's going to have to be next year's and probably something else because of that.
Yeah.
I think the best case scenario, and I've seen lots of people talk about this, is they take Bo Nix, who is an absolute, he is the prototypical quarterback which Sean Payton likes to work with.
Yeah.
Accurate, is intelligent. He made a few stupid mistakes at Oregon, but you can train that out of him like they did Josh Allen in Buffalo. So, you know, potentially they could even draft back a little bit.
Yeah.
Pick up some more draft capital and still get Bo Nix.
Possibly, yeah. This feels like the sort of transition. Like people, when people go, well, what we need to do is just transition the team, and sometimes that transition just lasts forever. I know this. I'm a Giants fan. Like. You transition. Well, it's not very good because you don't go full hog. Like the chances of you finding the quarterback are really slim.
Yeah,
it's so hard, you know. And maybe Bo Nix is that guy.
The other option is you completely tank and go for next year.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's really realistic. Jarrett Stidham and Ben DiNucci, who they've also got. On the roster, are only going to win you maybe 3-4 games.
Yeah, yeah, and that's if things go well.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I'm worried. They've lost. I'm not worried. I mean, I don't care. I don't like the Broncos.
They lost. He obviously went to the Titans. Lloyd Cushenberry's gone as well. Justin Simmons is gone. He's still not been picked up. Safety is so undervalued. After the highs of Jamal Adams and Diggs at Seattle. The safety market's been ruined.
Thanks, Seattle.
Yeah.
It's mad to me that I think because growing up, all my favourite players, you know, were linebackers or safeties.
Those two positions.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Horrible. Chiefs. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned Snead's gone.
Yeah.
The wide receiver room, you know, Valdez Scantling, Hardman have gone. Not a surprise. They
just kept dropping.
Yeah.
Tony still there?
Well, I can't imagine. It's probably because they can't get rid of him.
Tell you what, this going back to the what we talked about in the news, this is why the Rashee Rice thing really, really pisses me off.
Yeah.
Because you're there at now as wide receiver one with Patrick Mahomes. You're due a massive payday in a couple of years.
Exactly. And you're fucking it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a dick.
Absolute bell end. They brought in Marquise Brown to field stretcher. You know, Rashee Rice, ideally, is your slot guy.
Yeah.
You've still got Kelce, who has shown a downturn, but it's not like he's useless. No, he's still really, really good. Carson Wentz.
Yeah, it's just a backup. Isn't he? It's fine.
Basically, they signed Chris Jones. They've kept Chris Jones.
And they let Snead go.
And let Snead go. But, you know, they have the best defensive tackle in the league. They have the best quarterback. Can they just get enough complimentary bits around them?
Mm-hmm. And, you know.
I trust the Chiefs to do it.
Yeah, you do. Because they've got a good front office and a really good head coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, a superstar quarterback, like you say.
Exactly. Still got Trent McDuffie in the secondary.
Who's
all pro. Like, he's not like they're, you know, absolute losers. And talking about absolute losers, Las Vegas Raiders.
Nice.
Once again, no quarterback. So it's either.
That's not true. They've got Gardner Minshew.
They've got Gardner Minshew or Aiden O'Connell. Mm. Gardner Minshew actually, you know, is a fine. Backup.
Yeah.
He's not a...
I reckon he's going to be a star.
He is going to be a star, but he isn't one.
Nope.
Josh Jacobs has gone.
Yeah.
But it's fine because they brought in Alexander Mattison.
The man you have to say the whole name.
Yeah.
Every time.
Well, I have to say Alexander Mattheson.
Not just you, everyone.
Yeah, yeah. But also I have to say Alexander Mattheson, who some people said would not be a downside from
Dalvin Cook,
and turns out was a massive downfall from Dalvin Cook. Christian Wilkins.
Great signing.
It's expensive, but it makes that defensive line really, really...
You paid a shit tax.
Yeah. But you've got him, watch his face. I hate him.
Crosby.
Yeah.
Overrated.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, like, I don't need to see him smoking a cigar after you've had a lucky win. Just... There's a darkness in it.
I saw a news article this week that Mark Davis has given them permission to trade up in the draft to go and get a quarterback.
Yeah.
I can't see it.
Whose career are they going to ruin?
It's just, but they're coming from what, position 11?
Yeah. They're just in front of the Broncos. So they have an opportunity here to do something incredibly hilarious, which is if they could take someone like Bo Nix,
Michael Penix Jr.
Well, it would probably Penix Jr. Yeah. But
and then he'll get injured the first game.
Yeah,
because that's what happens to the Raiders.
Yeah, you're not allowed nice things.
No.
Because you should still be in fucking Oakland, by the way.
Absolutely.
And I'm not going to forgive you. I've got seen, like, Mel Kiper's got them he's got them trading with, oh no, he's got them taking an offensive tackle. I mean, it's Mel Kiper, you know.
But so that would be the sensible thing.
That would be the sensible thing. But yeah.
Which is exactly why they won't do it.
Yeah. So let's go on to the Chargers, who also have the habit of doing the wrong thing.
Is it New Dawn now, though?
Do you know what? You've got Harbour is in. I don't think just because they've got rid of Allen and Williams, they're going to become like I saw people basically the Twitterati going, they're going to become basically like a rush team. And you're like, you know, Michigan were agricultural in their offense, but you've got Justin Herbert. Like, it won't be the same. Right. And, you know, but yeah, they'll probably end up with some tight ends and it will become a bit more basic. But yeah, as well, they've got Gus Edwards, who actually I think is going to be fine. You know,
it'll be interesting to see what they do in the draft. And this is
that's it.
For instance, let's say the Patriots do take a quarterback and the Cardinals are dead set on taking Marvin Harrison at number four, which, you know, would be completely sensible.
Yeah.
This is the first place where the Vikings are going to want to trade into.
Yeah.
And suddenly the Chargers have two first round picks.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you're like, okay, we can still get a decent wide receiver, maybe not one of the top three.
No.
But then we can also get a really good offensive tackle. Or we can get a really good defensive piece. There's a lot of work needed on this team.
This needs so much work.
But Jim Harbaugh, he has a talent of just getting more out of a team than perhaps he should. Like, you know, think about when he came to that 49ers team. They were shit.
Yeah.
They were terrible.
Appalling, yeah.
And suddenly we were in the playoffs and in the championship game. First season there. Michigan, all he did was win, really.
Yeah.
All right. It's difficult to win the college championship.
It really is.
Really is, especially when Nick Saban is coaching Alabama. But he won a heck of a lot of games. He won a heck of a lot of games to Stanford. The guy just wins where he goes. And I think he's a perfect coach and a new GM. And let's face it, all the powers with Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it because I think whatever it is, it's going to be really interesting because, at the very least, he's a weird guy, and I'm looking forward to him being back in the pros.
I'm probably guilty of being very optimistic about change, like teams making changes, and I'm perhaps kind of hopeful that, you know, the Chargers have made the right change. You know, when Urban Meyer came to Jaguars, it's like, right, I can see the positive side of this, of why they've done it, because the guy just wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, it turns out he was a complete fucking arsehole. But, you know, I could see, okay, I can understand why they made it, and okay, yeah, he wins where you go. Harbaugh's the same, but Harbaugh's got NFL experience.
Yes.
That's, I think, what sets him apart. We know he can do it. He's only gone somewhere else and carried on winning. Can he come back and then continue his winning streak?
I'm sort of hopeful.
Yeah, I am as well. I want the Chargers to be good.
Yeah.
It's like the Texans. It's great seeing a team who have been bad for so many seasons. I really want the Chargers not to charger it up. I want to do away with that saying.
For the AFC West as a whole, I think we need a good... Like, the Chiefs are great, but the Chiefs have won the division by week four every year. Like, even yeah. this year when they sucked,
yeah.
they were never in danger of not winning that division. They need some competition. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll move on to the NFC. We'll be a bit quicker because we've taken a lot of time. So, NFC East. Start with the Eagles because they're the most interesting one here. We'll avoid the... alphabets and all that sort of stuff. They've moved on. Kelsey's moved on. Cox has moved on. They've re-signed Maya Lata. They've brought back Gardner Johnson, who spent the time he was getting dropped by Philly last year slagging off the fans. I don't know how that's been taken. They've brought in Saquon. Like, say what you want about how bad they were at the end of last season. The Eagles do get it done.
I mean, for me, there's two things that I think, probably actually, there's two big questions when it comes to the Eagles. First one is, does the coaching changes, offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator, make the impact that it needs to happen? Because Nick Sirianni got massively caught out with his pants down last year, and he didn't have the right support around him. I mean, that was the biggest thing. And then the second one is, do they have the leadership within that locker room now that Kelsey, Fletcher Cox, and others previously have now all gone? You think about the Super Bowl winning Eagles. Most of them have now all gone, and this is a whole new team. Can Jalen Hurts step up to be a proper leader? Because I don't think he did last year.
I think it was obviously a vacuum at leadership there.
And, you know, Kelsey and Cox, that's your captain on either side of the ball. Like, your proper captain, your proper leader. Even if he's not captain by official voted captain, they're your leaders because they've been there so long. They're established. They've got the experience. You cut them open. They bleed Kelly Green.
Yeah.
Like, have you got that now in the locker room? I don't know.
I don't know. But yeah. You know, they've still got. A great line. They've still got like Lane Johnson.
Is AJ Brown going to calm down a little bit because he was getting arsey towards the end?
They've signed Devontae Parker.
Yeah, I mean, fine. It's just a piece, isn't it? They've got their two wide receivers.
Exactly, yeah. this is as well where Roseman makes his money by being brilliant in the draft, what he does. We just need to see a change from the end of last season. Dallas. Haven't done anything. They are... Dealing with the fact that Micah Parsons, Dak, CeeDee Lamb, I think, need contracts, don't they?
Yeah.
Elsewhere, the vaunted O-line is
gone. I mean, it's not there anymore. You put in the rundown, like looking at the two teams who have done very little as the Patriots and the Cowboys. I think they're at two ends of that spectrum.
Yeah.
The Patriots not doing very much because they're in a rebuild, and that's fine. I'm good with that. The Cowboys not doing much. They should be in a win now.
Yeah.
For many reasons, being those contracts that are coming up, because either some of them are going to get paid, some of them are going to have to leave. The coach who's on the hottest of hot seats, let's face it, they are going into the season, he's number one hot seat.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, they've lost important pieces. Like, all right, running back isn't the most important piece, but who's their running back there at the moment? Some 5 foot nothing guy.
It's Deuce Vaughn, yeah.
Yeah. Tyron Smith, incredibly important piece on the offensive line. You know, Leighton Van Der Esch is gone now.
Yeah, Leighton Van Der Esch is gone.
Who's playing on defense with Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs and DeMarcus Lawrence?
We got Duane Bland still, who stepped up last year, but it's weird. My worry is also on the offense. Yeah, CeeDee Lamb is brilliant.
Yep.
Can you name me another wide receiver they have? Because Gallup's
gone, isn't he? Yeah.
Brandon Cooks is still there. I looked it up, who they've got, and I was amazed. I'm sure he won't make the team. Martavis Bryant's back. He's on the fucking Cowboys team. That's how desperate they are.
They're now a team that have got a sneaky large amount of holes.
Yeah, they really do. The draft pick last year, the first round draft pick, hasn't worked.
No.
They have enough star power to get them through. They also are in a team against the Eagles, who are sort of the biggest question mark in the NFC for me, because they should be with the 49ers, but they didn't.
They're almost a bit lucky that they are in the NFC East, because depending on which way it goes with both the Giants and the Commanders, let's just say one of those two teams has the best offseason, the best draft, and suddenly they're rebuilt and they're flying again, which isn't out of the question.
The Commanders could get a CJ Stroud type quarterback who turns them around.
Absolutely. Suddenly they're in third place.
Yeah.
Because at the way it stands right now, the Eagles are the runaway winners, whether they do all the stuff I said about earlier or not.
Yeah.
Just the talent on the roster will get them through.
Definitely. I'm. No one confuses me as much as the Cowboys this season.
Is weird.
Commanders. We'll go to the Commanders. We'll leave my Giants to the last.
Oh, God.
Commanders missing a quarterback.
Yeah, but that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all right. I say that flippantly, but yeah, they've signed some good players. Some of them a bit older, but Bobby Wagner, Jeremy Chinn, the safety, was a good safety at the Panthers for a while. Got done in because he was on a shit team. Zach Ertz is a good tight end. Probably needs a bit of a change.
Yeah.
Austin Eckler.
People love him, hate him. He's there with Brian Robinson, who, once again, that's a committee, and it's fine.
That's a better committee than what Eckler was won.
Exactly,
In San Diego. Well, sorry, LA.
It's San Diego. I don't care.
Yeah, whatever. They
had fans.
They need a quarterback, and they're picking second in the draft, so they'll get a quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, and good, because I'm sick of Scary Terry being wasted. Giants.
Okay.
If you were Joe Shane, would you be taking a quarterback? Or would you be going, because there's some of these wideouts, we might not get a chance to take a player like Roma Dunze or Malik Nabers again for a few years.
Yeah,
chances are we'll be picking early, but you won't have this sort of quality of wide receiver.
Can't quite believe I'm going to say this, but Daniel Jones isn't that bad.
Nah.
I mean, I'll take Daniel Jones over what the Broncos have got. The way Dak Prescott is playing, is Daniel Jones... Is there Dak Prescott on his best day? Yes, absolutely.
Oh, God, yeah.
But an average Dak Prescott
if you
from
can't
last year,
Dak.
Yeah, then you're screwed. I'd probably be taking a wide receiver.
I'm hoping we take a wide receiver.
You mentioned Mel Kiper's mock draft there earlier. he did a 2-round mock draft, and then I think in the second round he has you trading up to get it's possibly Bo Nix, I can't remember, but one of the
Penix or
one of the lesser quarterbacks. But yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I did see this in one. I can't remember who it was getting Spencer Rattler in the 5th round.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry and about you're that. Like, yeah, fuck that shit.
Yeah, but if we could get a Met Neighbours, great. We've bought in some actually nice little pieces. I like Illuminor, the O lineman, because he's an O lineman. We don't have them. Yeah. But Brian Burns is the
that's the best.
Is really great, the thing. So, yeah, all for that. NFC North. Where should we start with Green Bay? No, let's start with Chicago because they're the fun. They're the fun one. So they're getting Williams, aren't they?
Yes.
They've brought in Keenan Allen.
Yep.
They've brought in
DeAndre Swift.
They've still got DJ Moore. Better offensive line. Like, they've had a really good off-season.
Yeah.
It's a shame they didn't do it 4 years ago.
Yeah. Like, they're doing all the right things to be able to plump in a quarterback and go, off you go.
Yeah.
And suddenly he'll look good. Because let's not forget, second half of last season when they made that trade for Montez Sweat, their defense got really good.
Yeah. I love the fact that he's first time that he's been sack leader for two teams.
Yeah.
Because he's that good.
Brilliant. Assigned Kevin Byard as well, a safety. Yeah. Good pickup. They've done a good job.
Yeah, they have. So, like, where potential-wise is Caleb Williams? Because the last number one pick who's lived up to the billing, Burrow?
Lived up to the billing?
Lived up to the billing.
I feel Burrow actually...
Probably exceeded expectations.
I think Luck is probably the last one.
Yeah.
Because I think if you go back to the draft of 2018, where you had Darnold, Baker Mayfield, only Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
And I'd say, again, both of them exceeded expectations. And the three before them, two before them, one just after, flattered. Josh Rosen, has just been shit.
Steve, yeah.
I mean, you can even go back to the couple of years ago, where you had Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Mac Jones, Justin Fields.
Yeah, and only Lawrence is still on this team.
And, you know, definitely below expectations.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you have to go all the way back to Luck to say, all right.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck met expectations. And, you know, if he hadn't cared so much about his body.
Yeah.
We'd probably still be playing and we'd probably be talking about the Colts in a very different manner to where we are now.
Nah.
I watched, I sent you all the video today. Of what's his face? I can't remember the guy's name. Joel someone.
Oh yes.
And he was talking about how Joel Klatt, by the way. He was talking about how Caleb Williams is the best quarterback prospect he's ever scouted.
Nice.
And I was like, all right, I'm gonna go and watch a bit more of his tape, a bit more of his because I spare time because it's Friday afternoon and you know, work was a bit slower. so I went away and I watched a couple of the scouting videos and they were just like, this guy can make every single throw going. And he can throw a 50-yard pass effortlessly.
Easily.
Thank you. Literally, they showed him making his 50-yard pass, which they're like, actually, it was underthrown. But watch his motion and he literally just flicked his wrist. And it had gone woof.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's going to be playing in a winter environment, outdoors. You need someone who can do that. He can do all those, you know, weird arm angle throws that Patrick Mahomes makes.
Yeah.
He's, forgive the hype, but think Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
That's where his hype is at the moment. That's his pro comparison at the moment.
I saw someone, you know, it wasn't Patrick Mahomes, but the hype was still there because he goes, think Rodgers, but slightly more like a young Rodgers.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's not living down the hype, mate. They're like,
no, I don't think everyone's going to be hyping him. Yes, he is overall number one pick. Yeah, there were a couple of flags on things that have gone off, happened off the field with his dad, and asking him to kind of completely change the structure of the CBA and he wanting ownership. Yeah, you can take all that. He's going to be a great player.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. And I mean, I don't think I've ever known a Chicago team with a decent quarterback.
They've never had one.
Yeah.
I mean, they've never had a 4,000 yard passer.
Yeah, it's mad. So
crazy.
So the Lions.
I mean, they've got a good team.
Got a good team, yeah.
They don't need to do much.
No.
But they made some good moves.
You know, they've added DPJ. Is this the year that Jameson Williams gets good? I don't know.
I think it is, you know.
I love it because he's so exciting.
I think towards the end of the season, he showed some flashes.
There's glimpses in there.
Yeah, he scored a touchdown against the 49ers, which is just like, oh my God, that was fucking
when he's
brilliant.
Moving.
Oh, like, he's electric.
If they can, like, incorporate him into the run game as like a Harvin style player, that was so exciting. Yeah. They don't need to do a lot.
They've signed Marcus Davenport, edge rusher. That just adds depth to the defensive line. They've signed Kevin Zeitler, the guard. Good experience.
Exactly.
Again, more depth. They don't need to do much.
No.
Probably safety is the only place. They've lost CJ Gardner-Johnson.
Yeah.
But,
you know, like Justin Simmons is around doing nothing. So
I'll get him on the cheap soon.
They'll be players in the draft.
They've made good decisions in the draft over the last year, a couple of years since that front office has been there. Like, you know, players who we at the time thought,
you think, oh, that's expensive. And then
out it's really good.
Like Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah.
Turns out was really, really good.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think they do fall in love with a player, but it turns out it's generally been a good choice. So, yeah. Green Bay. Lots of players leaving. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Savage is gone. Aaron Jones. They've brought in Jacobs. Much of a muchness for me, quite frankly.
Younger version.
Yeah. I think I mentioned last week, like, I think if you're going on last year, like, Jacobs is just more available.
Yeah. Aaron Jones turns 30 this year.
Yeah.
And he's had, like you say, he was out most of last year. I know, because I had him on a fantasy team.
Yeah, same.
Josh Jacobs is not necessarily an upgrade, but he's a replacement.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Darnell Savage gone. I like Darnell Savage, but they brought in Xavier McKinney.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Like, yeah.
They haven't lost much.
Like, Bakhtiari's gone, but he hasn't played for 2 years, has he?
So, they've already got two good young tackles.
Yeah. The important thing is they've got their quarterback.
Yeah, apparently so.
And Love bet on himself with that contract. It paid off. You know, Dubs, Reed, Watson, they're all really good. They've got Luke Musgrave. Like, they've got the young bucks some options.
I think the biggest question mark for me is, it's still Jordan Love. Not because we've not seen him, but because you often see that, you know, first-year quarterbacks have a slump in the second year. Now, this isn't his second year, but it's technically his second year. Is there now enough tape on him where a good defensive coordinator can go, right, yep, got it sorted?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. But let's see, because he's done enough that's his job now to lose.
Yep.
I was talking to Paul a few months, like straight after the Super Bowl, and we were like, oh, you know, who do you think will be here next year? And I said, I think the Packers will be.
Ooh, that's a big shout.
And like that's my early ridiculous claim, but I still might go with it, you know.
It's not terrible.
If they can get, if they can have a good draft, I think they're going to be there and thereabouts. Vikings. So, they didn't have a quarterback. Kirk's gone. They've got Darnold.
Sam Darnold.
Yeah. I love Darnold. I'm not going to be a Darnold truther.
Darnold's just set up and probably happy to be a backup.
Exactly.
I think he knows his role, and I think that's fine. I think yeah, this is the team. They obviously kind of they traded the Texans to get a second first round pick, which just screams we're going to trade up.
Yeah,
which also then puts them in the position to be absolutely fleeced.
Yes, but.
But that's all they need, really.
If they're in love with a guy, then go for it.
Biggest difference here is between the Vikings getting a quarterback and the Patriots getting a quarterback is you put a rookie quarterback into that team.
Yeah.
A good solid O-line. They brought in Aaron Jones, who's a good running back. And then they've got
Justin Jefferson
and Jordan Addison.
Like, Jordan Jefferson still got 1,000 yards last year. He missed half the season. He is the best receiver in football.
And I think Jordan Addison is like a T. Higgins type figure. And in any other team, he might be a number one wide receiver. But because he's playing alongside Jefferson,
I know.
Who's the best wide receiver in football still. Like, yeah.
Yep. They brought in Grenard to replace Daniel Hunter. The defense is so well run. Like, it's more than the sum of its parts. That's the thing. It's actually really, really good. Could be a really keen, division next year. I don't know how it's. We're a bit further away from having to predict it, but
it's a tough one, isn't
it? It's really tough
because you go into it, with the thought that Caleb Williams is going to be a good quarterback.
Yeah.
So that then whoever the Vikings pick is like, all right, maybe not good as Caleb Williams, but he's going in probably into a slightly better situation given the talent around him. So who the wins this?
Because
I think it goes down to Detroit again.
Could be, because
just experience now.
Experience
probably got the worst quarterback out of all three. Four of them maybe,
but
knows how to get it done.
Yeah. South Falcons. We'd mentioned Kirk last week. They bought in Kirk. Can that unlock Drake London and Kyle Pitts
and Bijan Robinson?
And do they remember that Bijan Robinson is a running back that they can use? They still need defensive line help, don't they?
Yeah, they're in a good spot in terms of they're very likely going to get a pick of all the defensive players,
or they could trade down and add some depth.
I think it'll be the former because I think by that point the four quarterbacks would have gone.
Yeah.
If someone wants to come up and get a wide receiver, Buffalo.
Exactly. Yeah, no. It might just fall their way, but yeah. It's a good situation for Kirk. If they can add some defensive line talent, then yeah. They're lucky they're in a bad division. I'm not going to say they're a good team, but I think they might just have enough. Panthers.
God.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I don't know what to say about this because
the Saints.
Technically the Panthers should be picking number one.
Yeah.
I really think they could be picking number one again next year.
Yeah. Like they've got Deontay Johnson, that's it.
Yeah.
They have nothing at running back.
No. They got very outside of Deontay Johnson, they got very little.
Yeah, nothing at tight end.
Their offensive line was mediocre.
Mediocre.
And they got a short quarterback.
Yep.
So there's a lot of questions on him.
They've traded away their
best defensive player.
Best defensive player. They brought in Clowney. They've got Kalyvon Chase on. Mm. And they signed Derek Brown, who's their one remaining star.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Yeah. But yeah, everything else around him sucks. So yeah. The Saints.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Saints. So Thomas is gone.
James Winston's gone.
So they're not going to be as fun. And Taysom Hill's still there. So who knows what they're going to do.
Getting paid so much more than so many players.
I think it is his last year, isn't it? Finally.
God. That is an anchor around their neck.
Yeah. They don't have much.
Really?
So, Chris Olave, wide receiver. Equanimous St. Brown they signed this week.
I don't mind that.
Like, Juwan Johnson was all right at tight end.
It's tough.
Like, they're still paying for putting, going all in the Peyton years.
Yeah, I mean, the defense actually decent.
Yeah.
Cam Jordan should probably be better. Cam Jordan's still there. Obviously, he's a year older, but he's now partnered with Chase Young.
Yeah.
I don't think Chase Young was brilliant at the 49ers when he went, unfortunately. No. But who knows? He's
the thing for Chase Young at the 49ers, at least, he was fit.
Yes.
And that is it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. But yeah, I think we can move on because it's much of a muchness for the Saints. Bucks, they've just kept their best players.
They've been really clever.
Yeah. When they signed Mayfield, I thought actually in that division he's fine.
Yeah, I think that they're actually their biggest loss is Dave Canales, the offensive coordinator, going, and their biggest gain isn't really a gain. It's Mike Evans staying.
Yes. Yeah.
I think they've lost Shaq Barrett and Devin White. I think they're replaceable because I think they're on the downward slope.
They were on the down.
Go out again where they're drafting. I think they'll have a good range of defensive players to pick from.
Yeah.
I think it's... they'll be competing for a playoff place.
They will be competing. I think the teams are... The Falcons have got stronger.
Yeah.
That might be the thing that keeps them away
from the playoffs. I think if you're looking at it right now, Falcons are winning this division.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can just hear Gary screaming.
It's fine. You should have been here. So, Cardinals in the West.
Yeah, they're fourth again.
The thing is, they can set themselves up this year by drafting the Larry Fitzgerald replacement.
Yeah.
If they want to.
And they should.
They might trade down because they don't have many draft picks. They can trade down and build some depth because they also, their team sucks, quite frankly. Kyler Murray has his fans, he has his detractors.
I sit firmly on the fence with Kyler Murray. Yeah. I actually think he's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
I think he's got loads of good arm talent. He's obviously kind of got a good running game. I just don't like him as a leader or a person.
Yeah, that's it. The talent's there. Yeah. I just hate him.
Yeah. I want him to be better, a better person, so that he fits with actually being what could be quite a good player.
Yeah.
Cardinals, I think, they had a bad 4-13 record in 2023. But a lot of the games they played were tight games.
I think, the head coach came in and I couldn't believe the first things I saw about him. I was like, this guy is going to like Urban Meyer out. And actually, they were quite competitive, which considering what they've got is really good.
I think it's a positive sign, but it comes down to Kyler Murray this year. Because they didn't have him for most of last year.
Yeah, they didn't. And he came back and he was a decent version of Kyler Murray. Not great.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just need to see that a bit more. Rams.
I mean, huge loss. We talked about it last week. Aaron Donald.
Yeah. How do you replace Aaron Donald? You don't. You don't replace him. But you can never replace him.
No.
You just have to think.
Goes down as I think we said it last week, one of the best defensive players, or one of the best players we've had the privilege of watching.
We mentioned about Mount Rushmore earlier.
Yeah.
A defensive line, Mount Rushmore, has him, JJ Watts, LT, and Mean Joe Green. You're like,
you read my mind.
Literally, he's in the top four or five players of all time. So yeah,
completely agree. How so you don't replace him?
You don't. No, Kobe Turner looked good.
I think what they've lacked is, because they've relied on Aaron Donald to get so many sacks, they've always lacked an edge rush. They've had Von Miller at points, they've had Leonard Floyd at points. I think they go out and try and find, in the draft, someone who's going to step up and be that guy who gets 10, 11, 12 sacks a season.
Yeah. They need their version of a Kayvon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Puka Nacua, I'm hoping he's going to be just class again.
They don't need to make any changes in offense. I mean, strengthen the offensive line, which they've actually done through free agency, bringing Jonah Jackson in. Signing Jimmy Garoppolo as a backup quarterback, I think that's great.
Yeah, fine.
All right, Matt Stafford's older, and yeah, he's probably going to get injured. But you've got a like for like, same type of player.
Stafford-like.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to sit in the pocket and just distribute the ball to probably the best set of wide receivers he's ever had, really.
Yeah. McVay rescued Mayfield when he was stumbling out the league. You know, and then, Garoppolo, take a year, just enjoy it. Enjoy being in LA, mate.
Absolutely.
I think they still need some running backs as well, but you can pick them up for nothing at the end of the draft.
Absolutely.
We'll go with the Seahawks next. Because
you want to leave the 49ers to last.
I want to leave the 49ers to last because they're better than the Seahawks. I don't want to end on the Seahawks because they're fine.
End on a high kind of thing.
Yeah, end on a high.
All right, fair enough.
Seahawks, they've lost their, they lost the... Bobby Wagner's gone. The safety's gone.
Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah.
Lost both tight ends, Colby Parkinson and Will Disley.
Yeah.
Drew Locke's gone, but you know.
Yeah, exactly. They haven't really lost much.
No.
They haven't really brought anyone in. It's a whole new regime in Seattle.
Yeah.
We need to see what's going to happen.
I think this is probably it's one to watch over the next 2 to 3 years. I don't think they're going to set the world light next year. All right, say what you want about Geno Smith. He had a good year. The first year is back.
But he's Geno
Smith.
Year.
He's fine.
He's fine.
I think actually Sam Howell could challenge him.
I can see Sam Howell ending the year.
Yeah.
Especially because I don't think Geno's contract is very Daniel Jonesy. And you can just get rid of him end of this year if you want.
Yeah, I think they strength from around the quarterback position this year.
Yeah.
And then next year they can think about whether they pull the trigger on getting a proper quarterback.
Exactly. Yeah. The defense last year was fine. They haven't really added much to it. And yeah, whilst they've got probably time to start replacing Tyler Lockett, who just gets older and older.
Yep.
Finally, the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl.
Runners up.
That's a point last year. I think they were the best team in the league.
I'd agree.
It just happens.
Up against the fucking Chiefs.
It just happens that when you get to the Super Bowl, they play Mahomes. Not even just the Chiefs. It's Mahomes and Jones.
And the referees.
And
the lack of holding calls.
Get a fucking life. Get a life. So, once again, not done much because you haven't needed to.
I think they've lost a lot of talent on the defensive line. Well, not all talent, I guess. Eric Armstead's a big loss.
But you can't keep paying these guys.
No, exactly. Chase Young's gone. Cleveland Farrell's gone. Siobhan Kinlaw's gone, Sebastian Joseph's gone. Now, they're not great players.
Good pieces.
But they're good pieces. But then on the flip side, they then replaced them with very like-for-like players. Now, actually, I think Leonard Floyd might even be an upgrade.
Yeah.
Yetur Gross-Matos, again, played on a bad team in Carolina.
But
he's now playing opposite Nick Bosa. And then they traded for Malik Collins. They brought in Jordan Elliott, the defensive tackle. So they then continue to add depth. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Still got Jaden Hargreaves as well.
Lock your sin, once again. Like,
I think that's actually a sneaky good pickup. Because yeah. like cornerback is...
It's a weakness.
Yeah, we've got Ward, who's good. Yeah. But we haven't really... Lenoir was all right.
He got better, isn't he?
Yeah.
He
was, but, you know, I think cornerback is where... Cornerback on offensive tackle was, or offensive guard or anything on the line, realistically, is probably what needs strengthening through the draft.
Yeah. I mean, basically, unless it's injury-based, I think we're just... Well, you know, we'll welcome you back to the playoffs because that's what you do.
Yeah. The thing is to remember is like now they're going into the third year of Brock Purdy's contract. So after this year, he can get another contract. Obviously, he's going to have a fourth year as well. Doesn't have the fifth year option because he got picked last in the draft. But you've got 2 years of win now.
Yeah. If like Ayuk,
re-signing Ayuk as well.
Yeah, but you know, whilst you've got that cheap quarterback, can you keep hold of him? That would be really useful because he was so good at the end of last year.
Yeah,
like I don't know who's number one there, him or Debo. I don't like they're both.
I think if he stays, I think it's him.
Yeah,
I like Debo. I think he's a fantastic player, but he's not your out and out wide receiver. He never has been. And that's okay. He has a role.
Yeah.
And he has a really important role. And that's great. Ayuk is your out-and-out wide receiver.
If I can take him every year in fantasy, I will. And he never lets me down. I love him.
I always take Debo.
Yeah. So, coming up, so we've gone through team by team, you know, gone through some... Any, who pick which pickups are your favourite that you've seen?
Christ,
it annoys me. I worry that Bryce Huff at the Eagles might be absolutely explosive on that defensive line. I think that's really could. It seems like it could be boom or bust.
But can I have a group?
Yeah, go on.
What the Jets have done on the defensive line?
Yeah.
I think
really annoys me.
I think they had a good defensive line previously. They've now got some more depth.
Yeah.
And again, similar to what I was just saying about the 49ers, it might not be stellar pieces, but if you can keep, and it's what the Eagles did the year they went to the Super Bowl and lost. If you can just keep rotating them and keep them all fresh, it's so hard for an offensive line to like keep that kind of match that level of energy. So I like what they've done. We mentioned it, Derrick Henry.
I love it, Derrick. I love the Derrick Henry one. Oh, just imagine the Ravens getting to the playoffs and having a more fresh Derrick Henry because he hasn't had to do 40 touches every game.
I think if the Ravens pick up a wide receiver who works, I think the Ravens for me are the biggest challengers to the Chiefs.
Yeah, if they can. And that's the Ravens generally do draft quite well.
They do draft well.
They're a sensible team.
Yeah. I think, you know, if the Chiefs draft the burner in Xavier Worthy, the Texas wide receiver, which I think would be perfect for them, or Ladd McConkey, the Georgia wide receiver, who just fit in absolutely perfectly in Kansas, I think suddenly they become one of the best wide receiver rooms going. But yeah, Derrick Henry to the Ravens is just poetically beautiful.
Yeah.
There's no better fit.
Because we weren't podcasting at the time. It was, but I just wanted to go on thinking, like, please, Ozzie Newsome.
No, it's not anymore. It's not been in for years.
But he was at the combine, wasn't he?
He's still hanging over.
He's still around. Like, whoever is in charge, just, I was just like, please sign Derrick Henry. Didn't have to, but yet they're like, just, love the Ravens too.
Eric DaCosta.
I'd love them to, plus, I don't want to see the Chiefs win every year.
No.
I don't want it to become Schumacher.
I don't like dynasties.
No, I don't know.
My own. Well, the best thing about the NFL is different teams win it every year.
Yeah.
And you don't want to see the same teams win it all the time.
I mean, even as a, like I don't like my teams generally suck. So, but like, you know, I like Mercedes in F1 for a bit. But once you've won it for 3 years in a row, I'm bored.
Yeah,
like those internet fans who like get annoyed because City have drawn a game. Like, just go out and get a life, you fucking
look how excited everyone is about Leverkusen winning the Bundesliga.
Exactly. Yeah.
After Bayern have won it for what, the last nine years in a row.
Yeah.
And how great that is.
Yeah.
Now, and we have that every year in the NFL. Bear in mind, it's the first time anyone's gone back to back since the Patriots in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. It's almost kind of good it's happened.
And
I kind of like it.
I can get with it last year.
Yeah.
Because the Chiefs sucked in week 14.
Yeah.
Like, they lost to the Jets with Zach Wilson. Like, they were appalling. I know. They were appalling. So I've got a dog sitting next to me.
The dog has literally been trying to get on John through half the episode.
But yeah, I think if they win it this year, then I'm gonna be bored.
I don't want the three-peat.
No, we need also, you know, let's get an NFC team, please.
Yeah.
Even if it is yours.
God, please.
Yeah. I mean, I can say, what about mine? It ain't gonna happen.
I think that's a long shot.
I think it's a very, very long shot. But hopefully a bit of a pickup. But this is a bit of a long one, but we're going out. It's about an hour and 40. We're going to take next week off, but we'll be back the Wednesday before the draft because we're going to do our own mock draft.
Should hit your phone, podcast, machines, whatever.
Yeah.
Morning
of the draft. So, once again, reminder, we're not saying what will happen. We're saying what we would do.
In our mad pool revolving world.
Yeah, because I saw him last night. I think he's already plotting. He doesn't know who's drafting, but
yeah.
he's looking at players already. I'm quietly hopeful that it won't. We're not going to have a Keke Kuti repeat.
Will Greer, Keke Kuti. Will Greer. Both in the same year.
Yeah, but yeah, no, we don't want to. Like, who's that guy who got, like, 80% right? I can't remember.
Wasn't me.
No, some bloke got it 80% right, including the trade.
That's impressive.
It was incredible a couple of years ago. But I'm not impressed, because I don't want to know what's right. I want to know what you would do.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to tell you. So we'll see you soon. And, yeah, have a good weekend. Good week. And, yeah, the draft is only a week and a half away now.
Yeah, over that.
We'll be 2 weeks away. We'll be up at 3 a.m. watching.
Yeah.
Effectively a meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People reading out names.
Exactly. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I love it. My best weekend of the year. Anyway, we'll see you soon. Bye.